And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in, I was going to say on the phone, but no, it's Don Pepe on the phone with me. I'm in studio. It's always confusing, Don, on where we're working for the day. But
I hear you. You don't know where we are.
Right. Don Pepe, of course, borough manager of the borough of Zelianople. And we wanted to talk to Don about a couple of things today. So, Don, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
So first of all, I want to touch on the fact that we had this news story this week. I know this has been going on for some time for you all in the Zelianople borough, but it is an e-gift card program. And yes. I know this has kind of shifted around in its thought. So tell us the origin of the e-gift card program.
You know, it's really kind of interesting. One of our councilmen said, you know, we'd really like to try to do something for the community because the community was struggling. The small business was struggling because of COVID. The individuals are struggling. You know, so what could we do that would allow for us to be able to do something for the citizens here in town? It may not be much, but it's at least something to do. So he came upon this program called the e-gift card program from a company called Yifty out in California. He says, let's look at this. So we did, and we looked at in and out in terms of how it operates and whatnot. Council then said, hey, I like this. So the council approved it and gave it over to staff to be able to put together. And it's really cool. It's a program which allows for a municipality, or anyone who wishes to sponsor it for that matter, a municipality to be able to put some money into that account, and then that account is distributed amongst whomever you wish to distribute it to in whatever denomination you wish to distribute it to, in the form of a gift card, just like you would get a gift card for any of the stores and big boxes and whatnot. But it's done with the people and citizens in mind. And the additional twist that we did to it was that the money will be given to you, but it has to be spent within the environs of the borough of Zelianople. So it's a twofold benefit. It benefits the citizen as an individual, and it benefits the businesses at the same time. It was a pretty cool idea.
So let me see if I understand you right. So the municipality puts the money in. In the beginning of this, you put the money in, the public would buy the e-gift card, but you'd have to use it within Zelianople.
The public didn't buy it. We gave it to them.
Okay.
It was a gift. And that was the thing. And that's where it's kind of unique, because the program is designed for people to buy them and then use them. We said, okay, let's give that to them for a one-time gift to the citizens, and then as you go on, they could purchase them, additional ones, for example. But we initiated the first go around, and that's what we did.
Let's talk about when you say the first go around. Now, how has this transitioned?
Well, we're hoping that in the new year, it'll transition that the business association will pick up the mantle, not to fund it, because that's kind of like, that's unwieldy. You can't do that over and over again, because that's a significant amount of money. But to sponsor it so they can be sold through them, and then you still be able to, people can purchase, you know, hey, I think I'll purchase, you know, Zeely gift cards so they can be used all in town. Just like any other gift card, like I said. So
yeah.
We're hoping that the business association will transition into that. I'll be honest with you, I don't want us to be doing this forever, because that's not what we should do. But it is something special that we felt we needed to do the first time. And again, it was council's idea, and it was a good idea. And then we make sure we put it into practice.
Help me with the visual. So if I'm going on and I want to purchase one of these things, I'm just getting one card, but it's good for the many Zelianople area businesses that are a part of
this. Yes, what happens is the businesses have to opt in. We sent out letters to all the businesses if they wish to opt in. And the only really criteria is if you want to do it, and also if you have the capacity to use credit cards, because that's how it's done. And 43 of the businesses that we contacted opted in, and which is a lot for our town. That's a lot of businesses for our town.
How is the town doing? How are the businesses doing right now?
Maybe I'm the wrong person to ask. It looks like they're doing okay. There's certainly people. There's a lot of traffic. There's, as much as can be given the circumstances that we're in, of course. But I think they're okay. But, you know, like, maybe the business association might be a better entity to ask that question. They have a better pulse on it. But
yeah,
they seem to be okay. We're just hoping that this program gives at least a little bit of stimulus. Now, here's the interesting thing, Tracy. Since we are sponsored the program, I get all of the reports as to where these cards are used, and it's pretty cool. I mean, I see it all through. It's being used all through town, and it's nice to be able to see that they're actually being used, and that's pretty neat.
So people are spreading the love around. They're not just going to one business. You know, they love in Zeeland Opal.
You're right. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's I love your area. I have always loved Zeeland Opal Harmony, that whole entire area, and mm-hmm. it's so quaint and unique and historic. And we're going to get into a historical conversation here in just a moment. But since we're talking about your e-gift card program, when you mm-hmm. say you hope it gets picked up in the new year, how long do people have right now to buy?
Well, what we have the June 1st, I believe, is our deadline when the card expires. So they have another 6 months to use the card. That's not a problem, okay? And then hopefully in the new year, you know, the program, because we have an account with this company that is administering this. We're hoping that we're going to be asking them. We actually already did, and they have to consider it whether the business association wants to take over managing it, and they can just take over the account that we have, and it's really no big deal. It's really a very easy program to administer once you get all of the names put together, because getting the names and getting all the entities and all the citizens was the toughest part, because that's something that you have to dig through, get your list, do all the spreadsheets and everything else, and that was the most difficult part. But it's done now, so all it is that the business association can pick it up and run with it, and it'll be a good fundraiser for them in the long run. Like, say, for example, if you offer $50 gift cards, you can charge just a couple of bucks more for the administration of it, and maybe even a little bit more for funding it, and you can make a little bit of money on it. But the important thing is that it benefits the businesses in town, which is really the whole point of this program.
And so I want to ask about money, and I don't want to shift without recognizing that this program has been a positive, and
yeah.
And as you said, it's helped the businesses in the area, and we want that to continue, of course. Let me ask you a financial question, though, because when
sure.
you're talking about finances, and when you mentioned a moment ago the municipality putting some money into this in the beginning of this program, did that come off of a line item in your budget? How is your budget right now?
Well, you know, that's the interesting twist to this, Tracy. When we first started looking at how to do this, do a program of some kind, we're saying, where do we fund it from, blah, 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 blah. Now, you may or may not realize, but we're an electric company, too, and that's where we get most of our revenue, not from taxation. It's from running the electric company. So we were thinking, do we take it from reserves? What do we do? I was really hesitant on taking it from reserves, because that's something that I don't want to diminish for any period of time, because they're important to be able to have. So at the same time, when we were requesting CARES Act money, you remember the CARES Act thing
mm-hmm.
back in June, July,
sure.
and that sort of thing. We got that money. We got a significant amount of money because of costs that we incurred because of COVID and whatnot. And that was money that was designed to be a stimulus. So it was a natural transaction to use that money for this program. Since it was not tax money from us, it didn't take from any of our line items, it didn't take from anything that we needed to be able to operate, so we used that money.
How is your budget right now? Has it been finalized?
Yeah, well, there was preliminary approval and advertisement. It'll be finalized in December 14th, which is next Monday.
All right,
we're fine. It's over an $11 million budget, $11.3 million, and it's a significant budget for a town our size. But we run two different businesses. We run the electric company, the water company, and then the general fund. And it's interesting, and sort of not convoluted, but sort of difficult. Budget to manage, only because there's a lot in it. But
you don't
but
see
fine. We're good.
You don't see any kind of shortfall because of COVID.
No.
In 2021. No. Okay.
No.
All right.
I think we're really good now. Here's I think the reason why is that some municipalities rely a lot on mercantile tax or those things, and those taxes have been hit hard because of COVID. Since our taxation structure is very small on the real estate side, but we use the electric fund, which is basically our utility, that's been really constant. We haven't been hurt very much because of that, and so our revenue has been good, and therefore our budget's been good.
Don, I didn't get to ask you, going back to the e-gift card program, if people want to help out businesses, where do they go and get that?
Online. You can go, I think there's a link to our in our website that allows it to be able to be used, and it's online. Everything is done online. There's no cash that's transacted in any way, shape, or form, and they can do it from their house. It's really very simple.
Don Pepe, the borough manager of Zeelian Opal. And Don, since I have you on the phone, I want to go in a whole different direction, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Let's get away from the finances for a moment. And because you are a historical area, you all just finished a survey. Explain what this is, because you looked at your historical structures in the area, and there's a good reason why you did it.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. The reason is, and this was engendered by the Historical Society, which I really applaud, because it's a very active society here in town. As you can imagine, because we're a historical town. We were established in consolidated in 1840, so we're an old town. So they came to us and says, we would really like to do a survey of all of the historical structures here in town, and then try to see what can be done to preserve them over time. Now, not every building can be preserved, because it's not what you can do, but some things you can preserve, and you want to be able to identify those. So they did an initial survey of that, and then we were able to get a grant from the Pennsylvania Historical Department that allowed us to be able to do an in-depth review of all of the historical structures in town. It also allowed us to say, okay, what are the recommendations that we need to put into place in order to be able to preserve these over time? You know, a good plan more than anything else, and that's what we just finished.
Any decision made on what you will do? What will you go forward with? What will you start with?
Well, the group that was created to do this committee that was commissioned, if you will, created to do this, is now charged that in the new year they need to come back to council with a specific set of criteria and recommendations in priority order that we feel we need to be able to put into place to help make sure we preserve these structures and engender the town as a historical community too. There's an economic development piece to this too. Maybe not as big as the historical bit, but there is an economic development, because when you become a destination, that's also an additional benefit for town. So it's preserving the buildings that need to be preserved, because they do have historical value. And then what do we do with that, and how do we do that so it's not a burden on people? Because it could be a burden on a lot of businesses or a lot of people who own those structures to force them into things that they can't afford to do. So you always have to take that into consideration.
We're going through the pandemic right now, so of course traveling is not necessarily encouraged. But when we get back to that in life, have you found that you have been a location that has increased in its popularity? You know, Butler,
yes,
County Tourism, we've talked to them many times, and how they've improved the area, if you will, in welcoming in people to the area. Do you find that your popularity has increased over time?
Absolutely. And here, and there's a number of reasons why. The first I'm going to say is that the borough, about 6 years ago, my goodness, it has been that long. Goodness, time flies.
I know, right? You blinked.
About 6 years. Yeah, really, in a blink of an eye. We began a Main Street revitalization program that allowed us to be able to totally revitalize our Main Street corridor. And we did it in three phases, which include the first phase was the corridor between Newcastle and Spring Street, and all of the curb, sidewalks, street lights, everything. And we built a new parking lot here right across the street from us here and behind the Kaufman House, and then renovated the Kaufman House too. That was our phase one. Phase two is a Main Street project from Spring to Beaver. Phase three is from Newcastle, to the bridge that goes over into Harmony and Jackson Township. That was the catalyst to be able to bring interest for the business owners to begin renovating their structures here in town. If you haven't been in town lately, Tracy, please come. You will see a tremendous amount of renovation all along the Main Street corridor, which engenders the interest, which engenders people, and that's really what's happened. Now, the Business Association has been very active in doing that as well, so they're a tremendous partner in all of this. And what's happened is that over the last month or so, we actually became, I think we were 20th in the top 20 of small towns of interest for travel and of interest for, just being here in the state of Pennsylvania. That was the first time that we've entered into that. We're in the top 20 now, which is really cool.
Wow. And you think of all the great areas in Western Pennsylvania, even just in Butler County. So that's congratulations on that.
That was pretty neat, and that was a statewide. That was a statewide survey too. It wasn't just Western PA, but you're right. And we were surprised. We didn't realize that we had gotten there. And then when we got that notice, I was really kind of proud of what we did. And again, it's not just us. It's really a team effort by everybody in town who's trying to be able to make this town a better place to be.
Don, I think that when we live in an area, we forget to go visit our area. You know, we have history in our backyard and we forget about it. So if we have not visited Zeelandopel lately, what is the go-to spot right now? I know you mentioned the Kaufman House, and that was a long, you know, we waited for quite some time for that to be renovated. So I'm glad that it's done. But, you know, if people are going to visit that live right here in this area, what are the hot spots right now in Zeelandopel?
Well, I mean, I don't want to shortchange anybody if I forget. So
that's true. That's true. Right.
That.
Yeah. Right.
But our town now has become an interesting place for restaurants. And again, the pandemic has hurt us so badly, and I understand. I'm not complaining. It's just what has happened to just everybody, I guess. But there's been the New Burgers restaurant, the Delaterra restaurant, Shoe Brew opened up their spot before all this happened, and at the same time, then they just expanded to an Asian foods destination as well. There's the Spring Street on Main Cafe. I mean, there's a lot going on here in the restaurant corridor. Now, if you're thinking about, you know, the Strand Theater and what you have for you know, that type of genre, that's been really good too. And there's a lot going on here that I think is really valuable. But I think the one thing that we really have is the ability to be able to maintain that small town feel, and it's a safe place to be, which is something that I think is really important for us. So.
And if we love to go see historical buildings and we want to get that selfie in front of one of them, what are the couple of places that we could go?
Well, I mean, in town here, there's the Passavant House. All the historical structures that are on Main Street are all open to the public. At least they should be. You know, once we can get things open to the public, and they're beautiful. So there's a lot of that in town, as well as in Harmony. I don't want to shortchange Harmony. Harmony has a tremendous amount of that too, and it's extremely desirable place for those pictures and everything else. So both towns really benefit from that, and both towns really help each other in that regard. Which is kind of a nice thing, too.
Don Pepe, Borough Manager of the Borough of Zeelandopel, I do appreciate your time. And as we kind of close our time together, any kind of final thoughts you want to leave with us? I know we are going through a rough time today, but it sounds like you guys are pressing on like many of the other areas, and you're going to make things work one way or another. And it seems like you're doing well from our conversation. So what would you like to leave with us?
Well, I just would like to say that there's even through a difficult time and, you know, the pandemic and everything else that all of us are experiencing, there's still a lot of, and I'm a real cheerleader, and you got to forgive me, but I am a real cheerleader for town, and there's a lot going on here that is a benefit not only to us but to anybody who wishes to visit when they can. When they safely can, there's a lot here, and the people that have stepped up to the plate and put in their own funds and their own capital to be able to improve these properties and to make them be much more than they were even just 2 years ago is an incredible experience, and I applaud them, because that was what we wanted to do. We wanted to be able to be a catalyst, but then we wanted to make sure people were able to say, yeah, I want to take up the mantle, and I want to do something here because I think it's the right thing to do. And they've done it. And that's really what's exciting.
And I know community members are already proud of Zeelandopel, and yes, Harmony as well. But don't you get the sense that when people put their energy into their local areas, that there's a sense of pride that comes out of that?
No question. And I think that's really important. I mean, you know, here's the thing. We have such a diverse community. I mean, with the Passavant, you know, retirement center there, with Glade Run, and with a lot of the residential areas. And they think that, well, you know, how do I make this town a town? And it starts with the Main Street. It starts with your business corridor. It starts with what people see and where commerce happens. And then it spills over to be a benefit to everybody else. And that's really what we redesigned this whole Main Street project for. It wasn't just for Main Street. It was for the entire health of the town, and we're beginning to see that happen, which is really exciting.
Don, Zeelandopel, Harmony, also great areas for Western Pennsylvania and Butler County. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate talking to you.
You're very welcome. It was fun talking to you, too.